guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Live Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us on social media by going to Facebook or Instagram and typing in Live Cope LLC. Or you can find our website by going to livecopeapp.com. This episode is brought to you by Grammarly. Grammarly is a wonderful app to have on your phone to avoid those horrible spell check horror stories. You can download Grammarly by going to the App Store or by going to our website, livecopeapp.com. As always, I'm not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that shares her thoughts, opinions, and thoughts with you, and take that as such. All right, so for today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to recognize the signs and just sort of see when our behavior is becoming toxic and when it's time for us to take a step back, right? I think a lot of what I've talked about in the podcast has been about recognizing other people's behavior and dealing with other people's behavior or dealing with your own feelings and emotions, right? However, haven't really talked about what about when our behavior becomes toxic, right? What about when the things that we're doing are hurting other people because we're trying to find ways to cope or we're trying to find ways to deal with certain things in our lives? It's so hard. I'm sorry if you can hear my dog eating in the background. It's so hard sometimes because that's one of the hardest things in life is to be able to say, like, I made a mistake or my behavior is wrong, right? That's so hard. And I recently had to call out my own behavior for how I was behaving. And I honestly felt very guilty after I thought about my behavior. And I was like, wow, that person doesn't deserve that. It's better if I just stay back than hurt that person with my words. Because sometimes we don't realize that we can place so many things on other people. Like, if we had a bad day, we can put that on someone. Like, it's too easy to. But we must recognize the signs, you know, and remove ourselves from that situation. And it's not easy. I think one of the biggest tales is when you start to feel like a victim all the time. That's not something I used to deal with. Even though I could have been like the victim because of what was going on in my life, I never acted like it, right? And now I feel like sometimes that mentality becomes like a shield, especially if you've gone through a lot of things, and that behavior of feeling like a victim can oftentimes hurt other people in your life because you're not the victim, especially if nothing is being done to you or happening and you're still having all of these issues in your mind. And so it's hard. It's hard recognizing the behaviors. It really is. And it's hard recognizing the signs because you basically have to call yourself out. And that's so hard to do because we never want to think we're wrong. We never want to think that what we're doing is hurting anyone in any shape, way, or form. But sometimes we have to be able to self-reflect and see that we're actually hurting the cause, not helping the cause. And I think when you can do that, I mean, that's real true growth. Some of the things that you can do, like I said, is if you start getting in that I'm a victim mentality, it's definitely time to distance yourself and start recognizing that maybe you're the toxic person in the relationship or in the, you know, and this is like not just boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife. This is like mother, daughter, father, daughter, like father, son. I mean, any relationship in your life, like I think a lot of times we place so much on the other individual to resolve and to be for us when they're supposed to be complimentary, or like your parents, like they're supposed to guide you up to a point, but after that, there's not much else they can do. And oftentimes we expect our parents to be these like heroes of our lives, right? And we place so much on them and on like all this expectation. And then we get our hearts broken because our parents are not exactly what we thought they should be. And it hurts because our parents, you know, our friends' parents are better. You know, like, I know growing up, that was a resentment I had for my parents a lot, was like, how come you're not like this and this parent, you know? And that's also something that my parents, my siblings, an issue that my siblings had with my parents. And that's because we couldn't understand our parents. We couldn't understand that, like, hey, they couldn't be our friends because, like, they were so worried about putting a roof over our head and having, like, bread on the table. And I mean, literally, like, sometimes it was, like, pennies they were rubbing together. And, you know, you don't know that as a kid, but you place so much on them. And then you get that toxic mentality of, like, I'm a victim, poor me. And then you carry that on to other things, like romantic relationships or even work relationships, where you always feel you're being ganged up on, or, you know, it's too easy to fall into these behaviors where we're the toxic ones. And being the victim, playing the victim, is definitely one of them. Picking random fights with partners or individuals in our lives just because they're there. That's one of the really, really, really easy tell signs that it is time to distance yourself and remove yourself from that situation because you are becoming toxic, not only to yourself, but to the other person. And I think, like, yikes, you know, sometimes, like, we take it out on others. And sometimes, again, we want to be the victim so bad that we'll pick a fight with somebody so we can be the victim, you know, and it's sad. It really is. But again, human nature. And sometimes you have to unlearn these behaviors. And in order to do that, you have to take a step back and you have to remove yourself and distance yourself from that situation. Because when your behavior starts to become toxic, like, you will be an avalanche of hurt and pain for anyone that comes in sight. And that's just the rule of life, you know. Unfortunately, when we as individuals aren't feeling our best, we often seem to take it out on those that are closest around us. And oftentimes we will pick fights or we will feel like the victim in a lot of circumstances where we're probably not. So that's another sign. I think a big, 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 big sign that our behaviors becoming toxic is when all of a sudden you start to notice that, like, your friends don't want to be around you. This hasn't happened to me recently, but it happened to me at a certain point in my life in high school because of the boy I was dating. All of a sudden, none of my friends wanted to be around me, and I didn't understand why. And I definitely try to play the victim and feel sorry for myself until finally I asked my friend, like, why am I being treated this way? And she was basically like, well, you keep bringing that guy around that keeps breaking your heart. We all keep trying to, like, tell you how to, like, leave him and be away from him, but yet you keep running back. And it's honestly exhausting to hear about it, to know about it, and to see the things that he does to you behind, you know, like the backstabbing things, because he was like a cheater and all these things, like toxic behaviors from very early on in high school. And instead of recognizing that, like, the fact that my friends didn't want to be around me probably was a big tell for the fact that I was a toxic person in the relationship, I just wanted to put it on them. And I just wanted to be like, it's them, it's them, it's them, it's them. Like, I'm perfect. Like, there's nothing wrong with me. I remember that I even got to a point where I was like, they must be jealous that I have a boyfriend and they don't. And that's probably why I don't have a lot of girlfriends, to be honest. Because, like, after that, I just felt like, you know, girls are messy. But in reality, I was being the toxic one. So when your friends are starting to distance yourselves, you should probably start to take a look at yourself and wonder, perhaps, is it me? Again, today's episode is not about placing it on anybody else, but it's about taking personal responsibility for the fact that sometimes we can't be the toxic person. And it's not a, you know, like a maybe or, yeah, sometimes we might say the wrong thing. No, like, sometimes we deliberately are the toxic person. And the reason we don't see that we're the toxic person is because we don't recognize the signs. But, again, three of the main signs that you will that you will see is when you start feeling like you're the victim about everything. Two is when you start picking fights with those around you, whether it's a significant other or coworkers. And three, a big tell and a big sign that you are the toxic person is when your friends start distancing themselves. There's no bigger tell, because it's like, if someone is changing their attitude towards you, this has to be a reason. And if you're already feeling like the victim, chances are there is certain behaviors that you're doing that is creating this toxic behavior, this toxic mood around your friendship or relationship or work relationship, whatever it is. Because this is the thing, like, sometimes people think that, like, when we talk about self-help and we talk about, you know, what's going on with you, that we're only talking about, like, the things that are happening on a psychological level, like when you get home or something like that. But we're talking about, like, no, like, everything, absolutely everything affects not only your relationship with yourself, your relationship with others, your relationship with loved ones, your relationship, you know, with romantic partners. Like, I mean, I always complain about dating, right? That's one thing that I always complain about. But I have recently learned that because I have finally decided to self-reflect, I have finally learned that sometimes I can place things on other people, and sometimes I can make people suffer for what my past romantic involvements have done to me, or whatever, you know, however they left me feeling. And that's not fair. That's so unfair. I wouldn't want someone to treat me that way or treat me a certain way because of what someone else done to me. But unfortunately, I wasn't recognizing the signs that perhaps I was the toxic person, and perhaps this is why I kept having bad luck. And meeting a person that I really, really like and keeping them around, or wanting them around, or that's the thing, because it's like, as much as I yearn for love and, you know, feeling cherished and, you know, all those, like, good feels, I also like being alone and not around anyone. And so it's hard. So it's hard to be like, hey, you might be the problem. Because it's like, no, I'm great. I ask nothing of someone. But yet I ask a lot at the same time. And it's like, sometimes it takes you a long time to realize that. Sometimes it's a series of repeated behaviors and failures. Sometimes it's just that auto mentality of like, poor me, poor me. Or when you just start picking fights with people, like, why do we do that? Why do we do that? We never ask ourselves, like, why am I doing that? We always ask ourselves, why are they picking a fight with me? Why are they being mean to me? Why don't they like me? Why everyone else but me? So today's episode, I wanted it to be about just us taking responsibility that, hey, perhaps we're the toxic person and perhaps we need to distance ourselves and take a hard look at what we're doing, how we are behaving, and how unfair we can be to people sometimes. And you know what? This is all part of the growth. This is all part of that self-care, that self-awareness. It's all part of it all, you know, and it's so easy to come on a podcast and talk about what everybody else is doing, right? What everybody else might be doing wrong and how everybody else might be treating you incorrectly or, you know, making you feel a certain way. But at the end of the day, none of that is helpful if I don't come on here and I don't look at myself and I say, hey, maybe you can be the toxic person sometimes. And that's not the end of the world. That just means that you need to be able to recognize when you are being that way. And again, those top three things that you will notice is you will start having that I am the victim mentality. Two, you will pick fights with people in your life at random or because something is going on with you and you just need to take that out on somebody. And three is, it's really when you just start seeing repeated behaviors and you just don't know how to say sorry and you don't know how to, like, recognize that it's you. It's you sometimes. And that's okay, you know, like, the world's not gonna end, we'll live, but we can't keep going thinking that we're always right, you know, because when, in that last piece, like, when your friends start distancing themselves from you, like, that's scary when you can lose your actual, like, real life friends because of toxic behavior that you're not properly addressing. That's all I have for you today. Self-reflect, guys. Sometimes we're not the victim and sometimes it really is us. And it sucks. No one likes to feel like wrong or, you know, like you did something inappropriate or that you hurt someone or that you know what I mean? No one likes feeling discomfort. But at the end of the day, no real growth can happen if we don't have self-reflection and if we don't recognize when we're being toxic and when we are being hurtful to others. And sometimes it's just taking some time, taking a step back, taking, you know, that self-reflection and just being able to say, hey, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm sorry if my behavior hurt your feelings. I'm sorry if my behavior put a wrench between us and our relationship, whether that's a friendship, a work relationship, you know, a relationship with a sibling or a loved one. Oftentimes people think that these things are limited to those people that you're romantically involved in. And it's like, nah, like, yeah, they take the toll, of course, because they're the closest person to you, but everybody in your life, everybody, it's like an avalanche, and your toxic behavior will leave many casualties behind. So just my big push to you with this podcast today is for you to self-reflect and for you to realize that sometimes it can be you, and that's not the end of the world. That just means that you're growing up, and you're realizing that it takes real, real self-reflection to get to a good place. Mentally, physically, emotionally. So, self-reflect, guys. Self-reflect and take your time to recognize the signs. And Yeah, I hope that you're happy, that you're healthy, that you're well. And if you want to keep up with me on social media, I'm on Instagram as NancyPants1989, or you can go to my website, nancyiperez.com. If you want to keep up with the podcast, IG and Facebook, it's LifeCopeLLC, and our website is LifeCopeApp.com. Take care, guys. Catch you later. See ya.